Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Great Gatsby Graded Reader B1 is an adapted version of F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic American novel, rewritten in easier English for intermediate learners. Set in the United States during the 1920s, the story follows narrator Nick Carraway as he becomes drawn into the glamorous, tense world surrounding his wealthy neighbor Jay Gatsby. Gatsby is famous for extravagant parties, but his true motivation is intensely personal, an obsession with Daisy Buchanan, a woman tied to his past and to the status-driven society he longs to enter. As a graded reader, this edition aims to keep the main plot and major themes while simplifying vocabulary and sentence structure for B1 readers, including young adults who want a more accessible way into a well-known classic. The book's purpose is twofold: to provide an engaging literary experience and to support language learning through manageable, story-based exposure to useful English in context. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a clear retelling of the central plot and its tragic arc. This graded reader version focuses on the essential storyline that made the original novel enduring. Nick Carraway arrives near New York and gradually learns the truth behind Jay Gatsby, a rich and mysterious man known for hosting lavish parties. The simplified retelling typically highlights the main relationships and turning points without requiring readers to process dense descriptive passages or highly figurative language. Gatsby is driven by the hope of reuniting with Daisy Buchanan, who represents both romantic longing and a world of social privilege. Nick functions as the observer who introduces readers to the contrast between outward glamour and inward emptiness. The plot builds through revelations about Gatsby and the social conflicts around Daisy and her husband Tom, leading to a destructive chain of choices and misunderstandings. Because the adaptation is designed for B1 learners, it can help readers follow cause and effect in the story more easily and focus on meaning rather than decoding complex prose. The result is a version where the tragedy remains central, but the language barrier is lowered so readers can engage with the narrative momentum and emotional stakes. Secondly, wealth, class, and the performance of status, a key theme of The Great Gatsby, is how wealth shapes identity and relationships. And a B1 graded adaptation can make this theme more approachable by presenting social distinctions in direct, concrete language. The story contrasts different forms of money and status, inherited privilege versus newly acquired wealth, and the way both can be used to impress, exclude, or control. Gatsby appears to have everything, yet his acceptance by old money society is fragile, and his parties can feel like performances designed to attract attention rather than build genuine connection. Daisy and Tom inhabit a protected world where reputation and comfort matter more than accountability, while Nick observes how quickly people can shift from admiration to judgment. For English learners, this theme is useful because it introduces practical vocabulary connected to social life, reputation, parties, homes, and public image, while also inviting critical thinking about what people value. Even in simplified form, the narrative shows that material success does not guarantee belonging, and that social class can operate as an invisible barrier even when it is not openly discussed. Thirdly, the American dream as ambition and illusion. The Great Gatsby is often read as a critique of the American dream, and the graded reader format can present that idea in a way that is understandable at an intermediate level. Gatsby embodies ambition and reinvention. He creates a new persona, amasses wealth, and builds a lifestyle meant to signal success. Yet the story steadily reveals that the dream he chases is not simply prosperity, but a perfect return to the past, especially through his belief that Daisy can be won back if he becomes impressive enough. The adaptation can help readers track the gap between goals and reality by emphasizing the repeated pattern of hope followed by disappointment. Nick, as narrator, serves as a bridge for learners because he reflects on what he sees and helps organize the moral meaning of events. In simplified language, the book's message can come through clearly when dreams are built on appearances, obsession, or unrealistic expectations. They can collapse and harm others. This topic also supports language learning by introducing learners to vocabulary about goals, success, change, and disappointment in a memorable story context. Fourthly, love, obsession, and the inability to let go of the past. At the emotional center of the story is Gatsby's attachment to Daisy, which is often less a realistic relationship than an idealized vision. A B1 retelling can clarify this distinction by using straightforward phrasing to show how Gatsby focuses on a fantasy of what Daisy represents rather than on who she is in the present. Daisy is connected to wealth, comfort, and social approval, and Gatsby treats reunion as proof that his transformation has worked. The narrative explores how longing can turn into obsession, and how that obsession can pressure others into choices they cannot sustain. Nick watches the consequences of people trying to rewrite history, especially when the past is tied to pride and social expectations. For young adult readers and English learners, this theme is accessible and relatable, It raises questions about healthy attachment, idealization, and the risks of basing identity on one person. Even without the original's more complex style, the adaptation can preserve the core tension between what characters want to believe and what their circumstances allow, showing why the attempt to repeat the past becomes emotionally and morally costly. Lastly, why the graded reader approach helps B1 learners engage with the classic. A major purpose of this edition is educational. It is designed to help intermediate English learners read a culturally important story with less frustration. The graded reader approach typically reduces sentence length, simplifies syntax, and limits rare or highly literary vocabulary, while keeping the recognizable structure of the plot and the most important themes. That balance matters for B1 readers, who can often follow a narrative well but may struggle with heavy symbolism, long descriptive passages, or idiomatic language. By presenting the story in easier English, the book can support extensive reading, where learners build fluency through sustained comprehension rather than constant stopping to translate. It can also serve as a stepping stone to the original text, because readers become familiar with characters, setting, and major conflicts before attempting Fitzgerald's more stylistically complex prose. As a learning tool, the story context makes vocabulary more memorable, since words are tied to motivations, relationships, and consequences for teachers or self-learners. The adaptation can function as a manageable entry point into classic literature while still encouraging discussion of values, society, and personal choice. In conclusion, this graded reader edition is best suited to B1 level English learners, teens, and adult readers who want the storyline and themes of The Great Gatsby without the linguistic difficulty of the original 1925 prose. It offers a practical path into a famous work of American literature by reducing barriers that often discourage learners, such as dense description and highly figurative phrasing. Readers can strengthen core skills like reading stamina, contextual vocabulary learning, and comprehension of narrative structure while engaging with topics that invite discussion, including social class, reputation, ambition, and the consequences of obsession. For classroom use, it can support group reading and theme-based conversation because the plot is clear and the moral tensions are easy to summarize and debate. Compared with many simplified classics, this story stands out because it combines a short, dramatic narrative with big ideas about society and personal identity, making it both readable and thought-provoking. It also works well as a bridge text after finishing this adaptation. Learners are often better prepared to attempt more challenging authentic novels, whether that means the original Gatsby or other classics from the same era. If you would like to support F. Scott Fitzgerald, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.